Vancouver in the blazing sun on the 9th of February 61. And from the 10th of February through till May, it rained and poured all night and day. The more they try to keep me down, the better I live in this city.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Whistler, Vancouver, and Victoria Places, where we're going to keep telling you places in all those places that I just said that you must not miss. We have Dave and Graham, who are the authors of all three of those books. So 333 places that they've put together all around British Columbia that you must not miss. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, we've got our fire going. It's a little rainy spring day on the water, but we're enjoying it. We're
on the mighty Fraser.
On the mighty Fraser.
Banks of the Fraser. Florida, you know, Fraser.
Walking down the, what's that called, gangplank?
The ramp.
It sounds like you're pirates.
the ramp.
Yeah.
The gangway, whatever.
Looking at the dock.
It felt like I was entering. What's that? Beachcombers. Remember that?
Bruno Gerussi, Relic.
It's got a real vibe.
We're just vibing out here. Thank you. We're on my float home in the Fraser. We're vibing out, baby.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today, guys?
We're talking about another water place. Place with water.
There's a water theme today.
It's a water theme.
Yeah.
And it's kind of raining too, so we're all in on the water today.
Kit's Pool.
Not to be confused
with I was just joking. We're talking about this. Graham and I worked for the Olympic Games, and the 1976 Olympics were in Innsbruck, but many of the venues were actually at Kitzbühel, and that's in Austria. Innsbruck is in Austria. Yeah. It's quite famous. Kitzbühel is where they held some of the downhill, and the games were there in 64 and 76. Twice. Yeah. Actually, that's very interesting. Twice the Olympics have been in Innsbruck. But Kitzbühel is the venue. And whenever I go swimming there, I always think of Kitzbühel, Austria, you know, Kitzbühel. We are going to Kitzbühel? Why are we going to Kitzbühel? Because there's a swimming pool there. It's awfully far to go. It's 6,000 kilometers away. No, not Kitzbühel, Austria. Kitzbühel. It's the Kitsilano pool.
The Kitsilano pool.
So we're talking about the Kitsilano
pool. So the insiders might call it Vancouver.
It's been a while since we've been back to Vancouver.
It's the 57th, chapter 57 in 111 places, Vancouver. And there you go. It'll be in the new editions coming out of this book. We had to update it. We added five new places and got rid of five old ones.
Is that the German edition? Would that one have Kitzbühel in Austria?
The numbers might change.
The numbers will change, because
we added five new ones and took out five old. Five places in the Vancouver book were, what would you say, dated, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
a couple of businesses closed or shut down or tearing down and putting up a new place. Anyway, we'll talk about that at another exciting episode.
Chapter 57 in the
original book.
In the original book,
I feel like Kitzbühel is a very iconic thing in Vancouver.
It is very iconic.
For sure. Yeah, it is.
Disregard the coffee machine.
That's the
Kitzbühel.
That's the Kitzbühel signal going off. So it is time to swim in Kitzbühel.
The pool's open. That's the signal that says the pre-story chatter is now over. Get on with it. All right, so I'm gonna jump right into some of the meaty facts on this. But like
meaty
I said,
facts.
Meaty.
No, but before you do,
okay.
Have either of you swam there recently?
Oh yeah, recently.
I have not.
You gotta go.
It's actually on my list. That was on my list of Vancouver things to do last year. That and the little boats that go around.
And I didn't do either of them. Mm. We'll talk about it later. But it's a you've gone, I've gone. I've been my whole life. It's a wonderful place to go. It's the best place in Canada to go for a swim.
It's such a cool pool. It really is.
So go ahead.
Yeah, and that's why I think, and that's one of the reasons why it's in the book. It really is a fantastic place to swim. It is, what do you call it, an icon?
Yeah, it's pretty iconic. It's a must-see. It's very much a Vancouver feel to it.
Probably doesn't
have one, neither does Winnipeg. You know?
But it also has a great story to it. So it was initially built in 1931.
Oh, wow.
What was then a considerable sum of $50,000, Mike.
Probably cost them more to put the water in now.
But this was part of a Depression-area job creation project.
Thank you, Depression.
And it's 1931, and they're like, hey, you know what? Why don't we build this outdoor pool?
Yeah.
And put $50,000, and we get people with shovels, you know, creating something. And what a great legacy, because here it is more than 100 years later. Almost 100 years later.
Yeah.
And it's still there, and it's still an icon. So
I didn't know it was that old.
That's good return on the investment. Quarter million people living in Vancouver at the time.
I was going to say. There mustn't have been a lot going on in Vancouver in the 30s.
Not a lot of people by today's standards.
You could probably fit all 250,000 people in that pool at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big pool.
on a sunny day.
Yeah.
On a hot summer day. And that's the other reason for talking about it today, too, is because, you know, spring is here, summer's around the corner.
Getting ready.
And, yeah, you want to get ready. Something you really should do this summer, Mike. And it's on Kitts Beach. Hmm. And you know, you would know why it's called Kitsilano Beach, or who it's named after.
It's Indian chief Kitsilano?
Jack.
Yeah, except for Kit, the whole neighborhood's named after that.
Kitsilano. Exactly.
Just people just call it Kits. They don't
know. They just
know.
Call it Kits, Kitsilano. But it's named after
this wonderful neighborhood.
Yep, Squamish chief August Jack Kitsilano.
Oh.
Usually just call him Jack, but I think his first name is actually August, which is kind of cool. And at the time it was built, there was actually a streetcar line that went there.
We've heard so much about these streetcars.
So the streetcar went out there until 1905. Mm-hmm. So by the 1930s, it was a great destination. Hop on the streetcar, go to the Kitsilano destination, and then you could go to the
Speaking of the Olympics,
pool.
Didn't they bring the... Didn't they bring the streetcars back for the Olympics? Or streetcar? Wasn't there a streetcar?
Yeah, there was a truncated route, like a real small route down there in False Creek that just went back and forth on some old railroad lines.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like,
I do vaguely.
In front of the condos that are on False Creek. Don't know much about that.
But there's not much evidence of that old streetcar line in Kitsilano anymore. But Dave, back in the day, you can probably remember when the...
The train was there,
374.
And now it's that. Yeah,
it's a throwback to one of our first
episodes. Yeah, so the three things down there that are interesting when I grew up down there was one, the old train, it was an old black train, engine 374. It's in the roundhouse now, but it's had played a role in Canadian history.
I was parked out there for like 20 years or something.
Yeah, and as a kid, you could crawl all over it and get a picture taken on it. It was really neat. We'd go down there, and my granny would take pictures of us kind of crawling all over the train when I was five or six. You want to see some of them? I've got them. really cute, you know. And then the other interesting thing is the showboat, you know, is kind of part of the Kits pool. And
it's still there.
It's still there.
It's still there.
And Bea Lineback, who was an old friend of mine, she passed away probably 10 or 15 years ago. She founded it like back in the 40s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This wonderful woman, and her kids are friends of mine, Barry and Kevin. And Bea was the driving force behind it. The Kits showboat, you know, I think it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they still do it. You know, amateur acts come on and bands. And so the Kits showboat, the engine, the pool, there's a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
Showboat is still on, and the engine's gone, and the pool's still open.
And from behind the showboat, actually, you've got a great view of the pool. And I should explain for listeners who are maybe not from Vancouver or don't know this destination. It's an outdoor pool. I'm not sure if we mentioned that.
No.
This is a very important part.
It's an outdoor pool.
That is on the ocean. Like, the pool, it's kind of weird because the pool is built in front of the ocean. Now
It's like the original infinity pool.
I don't know what you mean by infinity pool.
You know, these rich folks have their infinity pools.
We'll show you a photo
later. You sit out and you look out over the horizon of the pool, and it matches up with, like, the ocean.
Yeah,
like,
okay, all right.
It feels like
exactly
you're in the ocean, but you're not.
But what is really important that I wished I really knew the answer to is it's still salt water. Like when I would swim there, it would be, and if it is it ocean water or is it water treated with salt? There's all these issues. I mean, and
it could just be some guy with a salt shaker. I mean,
yeah, handing over
it's
my
a big salt shaker though.
Shaker of salt, but there have been issues that I've read, you know, throughout the years living in Vancouver, whereby there's a crack in it and the seawater is leaching into the pool. But I also remember it being salt water, but I don't know if it was filled with ocean water. There's all these things are important, but they change, you know, when the Parks Board comes in and gets in. Because there's got to be a filtration system, health purposes, there's got to be chlorine.
Yeah.
You can't just let the ocean in and go, let's go swimming and we'll drain it tonight and clean it out. I mean, it's...
Occasionally, it's also full of seagulls.
There's a lot of stuff going on there, yeah.
Because it is open air. So that also happens. But... Okay, some more information about it. It is the swimming lanes measure 137 meters.
It's a giant pool.
That's a long distance.
I forget how big it is until I get there every time. I'm like, man, this thing's big.
Yeah.
It's three times longer than an Olympic swimming pool.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, so when you go there swimming, and I've been in pretty good shape most of my life, it's tough to swim. You know, if you're just a novice swimmer like I am.
Yeah.
To get from one end to the other, you might stop in the middle to take a breath.
Take me 20 minutes.
You know, and to go there for your fitness regime, it's wonderful. A lot of people, you know, get up early, set their alarm clock for 5:30, 5:45, down at Kits Pool at 6:30, and that's part of their regime before they go to the office downtown.
Yeah.
It's a real, and I was into that for a while. You know, I'd go once or twice a week and try to do it.
Wow.
But it's tough to get from one. You might do six laps, and that's kind of your workout for the day. Most pools are 25 or 50 meters.
Yeah.
This one is, like you say, four or five times as long as a regular pool.
Yeah. As an Olympic pool.
Yeah.
So, and it has a million liters. That's a quarter million gallons.
Oh, wow.
In case you wanted to know. Of fresh water, fresh seawater.
So your research says fresh seawater.
Fresh seawater.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Because I
but
wasn't
I don't know
sure
they
if
have
it still
to
was
it somehow or other. Because there's, no, yeah. there's no fish
there's no
in there, and it's
yeah,
it's
I mean,
fish.
There's no fish in there.
So I don't know how they get the salt in. The salt in,
yeah,
but the
what's
fish
this?
Out.
It's a log.
It's an octopus.
It's an octopus. No, there's got to be.
And it's heated.
Yeah,
it's, so heated. It's Vancouver's only heated saltwater pool.
That's got to be expensive to heat that outdoor pool.
Yeah.
I'm
Maybe
gonna,
they
I
don't
wanna,
do that
You gotta
anymore.
Be all excited. I want to go swim in there again. You know,
it's a fantastic place to swim.
I gotta go.
You really should.
I know.
Do that. Okay, so there's another thing that's kind of interesting about it. Do you want to talk more about the pool?
No. I want to hear the other thing that's more interesting. It would be more interesting than what I. It would be a lot more interesting than what I was about to say.
So I mentioned Jack Catalano.
My speedo that I wear when I go.
Let's move on.
move on quickly. So there's some other interesting history on there. Way back, it used to be called Greer's Beach.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
And it was
part of
a 200-acre parcel of land.
This was pre-Kits?
Yeah, before it was called Kits Beach. It was Greer's Beach, and it was called Greer's Beach because this guy, Sam Greer, in 1884 bought...
Sam Greer,
in 1884...
The old steam donkey.
paid $200... For 200 acres of land.
That seems like a fair deal.
Now, $200 today, I think, would get you a quarter of a square foot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Of land.
If you're lucky.
In Kitsilano.
Yeah. No, you're probably
so
not.
So by today's
get you a
standards,
hamburger and fries.
200 acres in Kitsilano today would cost you, I don't know, $1 billion?
No, yeah.
No, quarter billion?
Cabillion billion.
I don't know. Cabillion. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so he had that there, and then this was just 16 months before the city of Vancouver was incorporated. So Vancouver didn't actually exist.
The pool
as a
is
city
older than the city.
No.
Greer's Beach.
Oh, Greer's Beach.
Sam Greer.
Gotcha.
Old Sam Greer.
Old Sam Greer.
Old Sam, the old steam donkey. Yeah,
for everyone who's listening, Sam this is Greer. A throwback to an old episode. It's the steam donkey
for reference.
Yeah.
And so Sam bought this 200 acres, $200, 1884. Vancouver gets incorporated a little bit after that, and things start to happen. CPR Railways wants to come out and build. We talked about the streetcar and everything, and they've got their eye on this land. And the city says, yeah, you know what, we should just give that, or the province, I think, says, we should give that land that you've got there, Sam, we're going to give that to the railway. So, tough business, Sam, you
Here's
lose.
Your 200 bucks back.
Here's your 200 bucks back. And Sam happens to be an Irish-born veteran of the U.S. Civil War. So he's kind of been around a little bit.
An Irish-born veteran of the Civil War? Like the American Civil War.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there.
And then just wandered up to Canada.
So he's come from Ireland. Yeah. He's been in the East Coast of the United States, been involved in that Civil War, and then he comes and settles out here.
I digress.
And then the province goes and sells his land over to the railway.
Get a little annoyed
and
by that.
Sam wasn't too happy with that.
You can see that.
And so when the police came over to say, Sam, you need to leave, guess what Sam did?
He pulled out a shotgun. He said, get off my land.
That's exactly what he did.
Get off my land.
So Sam gets his shotgun, and the cops knock at the door, and he's like, who's there? And it's like the cops saying, bango. He just fires right through the door. I don't think he killed anyone, but I think he wounded
somebody.
This
is the land where Kits Pool was on,
and
Greer's Landing.
He was eventually evicted.
Yeah.
He
didn't win that fight.
The rest is his. Yeah. He did not win that fight. But a little insight.
Survived the Civil War, but didn't survive the fight with the
Vancouver
police.
Trying to imagine that
police.
Area now, you know, it's so quiet and relaxing, and we sit outside and sunbathe, and we swim in our big outdoor saltwater heated pool. And then you sort of think about that cranky old Irish... U.S. Civil War veteran with his shotgun. I don't know what happened to his cabin or anything, but it's an interesting part of the city.
That's a funny one.
Definitely go to see it and see the showboat.
It's a coveted part of the city, and I would imagine the expenses, you would never do that nowadays. Hey, let's build a big outdoor pool because it doesn't make sense. And I think it would be very hard for the Parks Board or the citizens of Vancouver to come to grips with getting rid of it. You know, if you look at the cost to run it, you know, when you hear, you read in the newspaper that the pool is cracking, real salt water is coming in, there's a huge expense to revamp it and get it up to today's standards with the health issues and this and that.
Yeah.
But I don't think in our lifetime or in your kids' lifetime that you're going to say, Kits Pool to be demolished, it doesn't make sense anymore. You know, a condominium development going on. But it is such a jewel. Everybody in Vancouver will be up in arms. Don't touch that. But then the Parks Board has to reckon with, well, it's... it's almost 100 years old. It's really expensive to keep it going.
Yeah.
But it's a gem. It is like so such an important part of Vancouver.
Yeah. It's a very Vancouver thing.
It is. Yeah, I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's probably really expensive to keep it going. Yeah. Mm.
But it costs. But it's a city pool. So what is it? It's like $10 or $5 to go.
It used to be $5. It's pretty accessible. When I went, it was $7 or $8. Probably $18 now. I don't know. You know. I mean, it's just, it's not free, but
it's still pretty cheap. Actually,
still pretty cheap. Maybe it's $9 or $10.
Yeah, something like that. So it's still accessible.
Yes.
Yeah. The idea,
and I'm not sure. You know, it's pretty crowded sometimes. And I don't think it's regulated when you can or can't go. I mean,
I think you do. So during COVID, you did definitely.
You did definitely during COVID. I remember during COVID, you couldn't just go down, but I thought that had been lifted.
I thought they held on to that, but I'm not 100% sure. Mm.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful place to go and to spend a morning or an afternoon there and just hang out and lifeguards. You're safe. They've got lockers. There's a concession down the beach, you know, if afterwards you want to get some fish and chips. Wow. I love it.
What a spot.
What a spot.
Okay.
Okay, is that it?
No, yeah. you know what I'm going to say.
I do have a final thought.
Excellent.
I'm going with the tip again because the tip's great. The Boathouse Restaurant.
The one right on there.
And
I know.
That one's great. Place, by the way.
It's one of my dad's favorite places in Vancouver, not being a Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of your dad's favorite places.
100%.
And
he'd write a book about it for sure.
He should.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great sunset.
It's true. Yeah.
So in the summertime, sitting on the deck there. Although
the boathouse is great. The boathouse is a very nice place to hang out.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, I feel like you've got so many final thoughts. You got so many stories about this place.
Yeah, well, if I describe on a farm an old weather vane, you know, they'd build kind of a pedestal or a stand, and then on top there's you can tell which way the wind is blowing. There's a fan that goes around.
Oh, yeah.
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 There's a piece of artwork in front of the pool that's like that. So it'd be a pedestal, maybe 20, 30 feet high, built out of metal.
Yeah.
And on top of it is a lovely piece of art powered by the wind.
Yeah.
And it's a person, I think a woman swimming. So
the
wheel goes around. The wheel is powered by the wind.
Yeah.
20 feet above the ground on this kind of metal scaffolding kind of looking thing. But it's a piece of art. And as the wind blows, it's hooked up to have her arms and feet kick.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we could have done a whole piece on that. You know, who's the artist? When was that put up? You know, how does it, you know. But that is a cool piece of art to see when you go down there.
Yeah.
The woman swimming mechanically powered by the wind.
I thought you were going to say that was your sister or something.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
I'll have to keep an eye out for that one when I go down. My final thoughts are I really got to go to this place. I've been telling myself for years to go. And
have
I
you
have
never been there
I've
at
never,
all?
I've been to the area, but I've never been in the pool.
Yeah, you kind of have to do it.
I feel like I really need to after living in Vancouver for this
Actually,
amount
you know,
time.
It's, and it's, as Dave was saying, you know, it's kind of a fun challenge to like swim the
I feel like
that,
I
got to
prep
that,
for this.
That length.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get ready for this. But I need you guys to hold me to this, just like the...
By the next podcast, we'll ask you. They will open up the next episode of our podcast and go, Mike, have you gone swimming? But when are you going to do it? You said you would.
This is what I need to peer pressure.
You said you would.
My other final thought is Aurora and I actually go to the showboat. Aurora's my girlfriend. She's big into partner dancing. They do partner dancing down the showboat.
What is partner dancing?
Just like...
Square dancing?
No, it could be like any type of dancing that involves two people. Like merengue.
merengue, most dancing
salsa,
does involve two people.
But
it doesn't narrow it down.
There's all these different ones that you can do. That's what they just call it. Partner dancing, apparently. Okay. There's all these different types. So she goes down for that. I go down sometimes, and then, you know, you go and learn to dance and do whatever. It's a great spot to do it. Enjoy it. Fun time. She really is a great time. But if you're into the dancing side of it, go check it out. You can just go meet people. They're pretty handy. They're pretty helpful.
Down there, they will have, like, the Kitsilano Boys Band would be playing, and then they might have a... I don't know, some judo demonstration, you know.
Yeah.
The program is really varied, and it's totally geared
judo
towards the community.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's community people
that
get to demonstrate what they do. You're not going to get Kool and the Gang performing there with, you know, with the Rolling Stones.
I bet back in the day you had Red Robson. I bet he would have been down there.
Red Robson.
Is a good
he's
got that
yeah. there. And before Red died, he lived in a hospice across the street from the Kids Pool.
Oh, is that
pool.
Right?
Kids Pool. Kids Showboat, all the whole thing was a big part of Red Robinson's life. Now we are digressing.
Mm.
And as he got older and older, you know, he ended up moving into a care facility, and it was on Cornwall.
No Look, kidding.
I thought that was really appropriate. Huh. It was a wonderful. We should do an episode on Red Robinson. But
we should.
Okay. We're digressing.
So we're wrapped
up.
We've got all the final thoughts. Just keep coming back. We're going to keep telling you about places in and around Whistler and Vancouver and Victoria that you must not miss. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at VancouverPlacesPodcast@gmail.com, or you can go onto Facebook, Vancouver Places Podcast on Facebook. You can write us comments. You can send us photos of you at the kids' pool with the swimming woman thing.
And just don't, if you're going to go down there, don't buy a ticket to go to Austria, because Kitzbühel and Kitzbühel are two
different
completely
places.
Different places.
Very different places.
Yeah.
But come back next time, and we'll keep telling you places all around Vancouver that you must not miss. See you next time.
Wow.
What happens here? This is incredible how this works. Finally, the applause dies down and disappears altogether, and then you can hear the words. It's incredible how it works. Almost to the day, I caught my first glimpse of English Bay. I've traveled the earth from Perth to Rome, but coming back here's like